excited about Unseen? So what do you think about when you hear the word unseen? Unseen. Ghost. Ghost. What rises up inside you when you hear unseen? Does fear come along? Fear. Listen, let me read to you. 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline." Self-discipline. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your many blessings. God, we just pray right now as we dig into your word. God, we might feel like tonight that we are unseen, but we believe as we leave this place, we are going to be seen, that your glory will be seen. In your name we pray. Amen. Can I tell you, when Jesus ascended back to the heaven and sits at the right hand of the throne, Jesus said he will send the Holy Spirit to us. So if you're a believer, you have the Holy Spirit. And when I was, you know, when I was first heard about the Holy Spirit, I don't know about you, but it's, you know, kind of freaked me out. It's kind of unseen, kind of scary, huh? Like a ghost. Have you ever had a dream that was so real you woke up to check yourself? Like, did this really just happen? Like, I had a dream one time that I knocked my teeth out, and the first thing I do, I woke up and I was like, oh my God, is my teeth there? I know they ain't pretty, but I still want my teeth out. I don't want to be, you know, snaggle tooth talking, missing my two front teeth. Well, I had this dream one night, and it was so real. I was at the house by myself. My wife and kids were gone, and I hate staying at the house by myself. So I'm going to put on this rig. This is this wig. This is how real it was. It was so real, I had hair back then, okay? That's how long ago it was. So I had this dream. I was laying down, and I was dreaming. And I dreamed that this guy broke into the front of my house. How many have had that? And I could just feel it. He was sneaking in on me like the devil. And he was coming, and he was gonna kill me. I could see it. He had the gun. So I woke up. I brushed back my Goldilocks hair, and it got serious. My bed was wet. I didn't pee the bed. It was wet because I was sweating. I was like, oh my God, I'm by myself. What am I going to do? This guy's here. And I heard something. Now, I don't know if I really heard something, but I know I heard something. So I was like, what am I going to do? So I ran, and I got under my bed and got my gun out and said, it's about to go down. So my bed, after you go in my room, you get into the kitchen. So I got down, and I got a bar under my kitchen, and I got under, and I heard something. I said, oh, yeah, he's right here. Now I felt like Barney Fife at this moment right now, okay? Now, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I turn this corner and he's there. Am I really going to shoot, or am I just going to, like, freeze and be like, hey, you want to go get some Waffle House? Because it's late, you know? But I'm shaking, okay? And I had the fear. Not of God, I don't know. Before I turned the corner, I heard another thing. I was like, "Hey, I see you." I don't know if my wife got home early or anything. I'm just like hoping it's not her, because I'd hate to kill my wife. That'd be terrible. I was like, "Hey, I know you're there. Come on out." So then I got serious. "Hey, you know who this is? This is Pastor Brandon's house." So I jumped around the car and said, there you are. I said, oh, my God, there you are. Yeah. Does that make you feel good? You just want to scream America? America! Look, I'm shooting. I'm done. But I had the gun, and I was scared, and I didn't shoot. But I was so scared, and what I saw was not a zombie or was not someone breaking in, but it was just my living room chair that was moved in the hallway. I was so scared. I was like, thank God. Like, I was being tough, but I was so scared. I was scared of the unseen. I was scared of the unknown. How many of you had something like in your room that moves, that looks like arms, or you hear a noise and you know that your time has come and it's time you're going to be taken away? And it's nothing. It's nothing. Can I tell you, even though God might be unseen in physical form, He's with you every day. He's not unseen. He's seen with you. Amen? Let me give you the definition of unseen. What do you think unseen means? What? Not see. Anything else? Something that's undetectable. There's something that's unnoticed. Unnoticed. You know, when I was younger, I was so scared. And I think that's why I did that when I got older. Look, I didn't do this when I was 15. I did this when I was like 26. Okay? So it's okay. And I'm only 30, so it was only 4 years ago, okay? But when I was scared, when I was younger, I was so scared. I would sleep in my room, and about midnight, I would wake up, and I would do this. I would sneak, 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 and dive under my parents' bed. Because I knew there was protection there. I knew that I was undetected. I was unseen. I was unnoticed because my dad was above me. No matter what happened, no matter what would come through that door, I'm under the table and I wouldn't be the first to go. My dad would be. But I knew he would protect me. See, if you're a believer and you believe in Christ, there's so many days that you walk to school or you come home and you feel like you're unseen or you're unwanted and you walk like this and you're like, man, God doesn't want anything for me. He's not for me. He's really against me. That's a lie from the pit of hell. But you just keep walking, man. I am not noticed anywhere. I'm undetected. I'm unnoticed. I'm unwanted. I'm unseen. Can I tell you, every step you're taking, you're seen by the Heavenly Father. So one night, I ran, and I snuck under the bed, dove under the bed. But this time, I guess I might have had a crazy dream or something and kind of slithered out a little bit. And half my body was laid out, and my dad had to use the bathroom. And my dad's not a midget. You know, he's not 4'3", weighs 100 pounds. No, he's a big man. He's like 6'4", 6'3", 6'4". And he's skinnier now than he was. He was a couple bills, you know what I'm saying? And when he stepped right on my back, can I tell you, I was not unseen. I was not undetected. I was not unnoticed. The Holy Spirit hit me. And I said, "Whoa! I'm dead." Then I got in trouble. "What are you doing, son? What are you doing under the bed? What are you doing? We got the Spirit of God. We got the Holy Spirit. He protects us. He guides us. He moves us. He's with us at all times. But Daddy." He said, "No but, son. Get back to bed." I felt like a little puppy that I could just peed in the house. I'm like, okay. If you've accepted Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. And you have the protection from going unseen to seen. He sees you. So when I was thinking about unseen, this is like the picture that came to my mind, okay? All right? So what do you really think? Like, if any moment that you come in contact with, what is unseen but you can see it? Think about it. Blurt it out if you think you know the answer. What? The wind. Pretty close. Kind of like the wind. Anybody else? Huh? Oxygen. No, further. One more. Ebola? That's close enough. No, listen. It's called the silent but deadly. A fart. Now, let's be real. Do you see a fart? But can you smell the fart? My son, Micah, is 5 years old, and he farts like a 60-year-old man. He will make you gag. He will make you run. We'll be sitting down. I'll be like, I look to my wife, be like, "Lori, did you just do that? Because that should be in jail. That's wrong." She's like, "I didn't do that." That's a typical man. Always blame something on the wife. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I know when I do that. Mike is over there smiling. "It's me." Or have you ever been in a line at the grocery store and it just hits you like a wall? Boom! And you just fall over. You can't see it. It's unseen. It's unnoticeable. It's undetectable. But my God, when it hits that nose, boom, you hit the ground. My question to you is, Is like the work of God like that? Is it powerful? Does it hit people? Is it seen in your life to other people? Or is it just not silent but deadly, just silent? Wherever you go, you're just silent. Wherever you go, you step. People know you're a Christian, but you don't have the show the example. People know what you do and what you proclaim, but you act a different way on a different night. But can I tell you, no matter what, even a fart might make a sound, but you still can't see it. God will speak to you, and you can't see him, but you know when you answer his voice, there's going to be contact that you make with other people that can change their smeller ever. Amen? I'm telling you, this is real. Let's keep looking on. Let's read this scripture right here. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. See, if you have faith in God, as Brady comes, if you have faith in God, even though we can't see him, if you have faith in the Holy Spirit, we can take what we feel like we are unseen to seen. Amen? Listen, this is good. Because I used to think of the Holy Spirit kind of like Casper the Ghost. When I wanted him, he would appear in the room with me. And then when he did his duty and helped me out, he would leave. You know what I'm talking about? The Bible says when you accept Jesus, he comes into our hearts. And he comes into our lives. And he wants to be in everything we do. So my question to you tonight, and my challenge to you tonight, is, are you showing the fragrance of Jesus? Are you seeing of what Jesus has done in your life? Are you showing that? Or are you every day just unseen, unnoticed, undetectable, unwanted? Because are you scared? Is it because you don't know what to do? Jesus is with you always and forever. But until you say, come with me, let me be seen, let me go, let me show your love. That's when we go from unseen to seen to change people's lives forever. Amen? You need to get this. Because it doesn't matter what age you are, what grade you're going into, what family status you have, what social status you have, how many friends or any friends, you are seen through Jesus Christ. You are wanted through Jesus Christ. Amen? Can we stand as we worship?